Happy Monday, everybody. It's Susan Hyatt, and welcome to episode 2 of my Go Motivational Podcast. I'm hoping that this little jolt of sunshine will get your week kicked off to a great start. Now, last week I talked about what does it mean to make a scene? And if you missed that one, go back and listen. It's pretty cool. It's only a couple minutes. But it basically means if you're going to make a scene in your life, you're going to take some bold action to make things happen and step out of your comfort zone. You're not going to be quiet about it or be in the background of your own life. And one of the things that I have found that I teach all of my students in Make a Scene and also in my Clear Coaches and my Bear programs is one of the ways to set up conditions for success is to pay attention to your diet. No, I'm not talking about what you eat, although that is great to make sure you're fueling your God pod with some amazing food and not just Oreos and Doritos like I used to do 8 years ago. I'm talking about what's the diet for your senses. What are you watching on TV? What are you watching on social media? What are you listening to? What kind of music? What kind of people are you hanging around? What's your environment like? So the diet of your environment is what I'm talking about. It's really difficult to make a scene if you have a lot of leaks going on in your life. And so something that I noticed, my husband Scott, he loves to watch criminal detective shows. Oh my God, if it is NCIS, I don't care if they're in Miami, LA, New York, he's watching it. And what I have started to notice is that really violent shows like that just irritate the living crap out of me. I cannot tolerate them anymore. And so it got me thinking, what are we tolerating in our environment? And can we be super protective of what we allow in? What's the music like? What are the shows like if you're watching any TV at all? I don't really watch any new shows anymore because I find that it just kinks my vibe. And I do get my news online, and I know if something big is happening in the world, I'm not missing out. I'm going to find out about it. But can you be a detective this week and pay close attention to what you're tolerating? What's going on? Who are you around? Are the people you're surrounding yourself with people who are going to lift you up? Or is there work to do there with creating meaningful relationships? I would love to hear what you find out. I would love to hear if you notice, oh my gosh, I noticed that in my office, the person in the cubicle next to me, I was tolerating, you know, listening to their sappy, terrible music, and it was really bringing me down. Or, hey, I noticed that I was letting my kids run the show with the radio in the car, and that wasn't helping my mood either. Or, you know what? I really wasn't paying very close attention to what I was allowing to go on in my home and my office. And can you make some changes there and make a scene so that everything in your environment, to the best of your ability, supports your sustainable energy and supports the vibe that you're going for? So I know for me, I had to make changes of what was on my television set at night. I was already reading wonderful things. I was already listening to music that I liked, but I had to make changes in my car that my kids weren't always just putting whatever they wanted on, because some of their music, quite frankly, is a no-go in my book. But I'd love to hear what you come up with and see if making some of those little tweaks make a big difference in your week. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.